get back home now, and you've had those last couple games, just how do you assess where the team is right now, given the injury situation, the recent results, and all of those things?
I just feel like we're searching for lineups, searching for a stable lineup to play from game to game. It's been very challenging for everybody, players especially, being different type of units, being different type of roles from night in, night out. So what we're really paying attention is the basics on both ends, playing to our identity, having good competitive spirit, and keeping the focus on the game plan.
When you look at this San Antonio team, what are the biggest challenges? Obviously, they have very unique players. So what are the biggest challenges, and where do you think they've made the most progress this season?
There's kind of two teams in one. With Wembanyama playing, he is a game-changing defensive player, best pick-and-roll defender in the league, and somebody who really plugs the basket. So they're very good with him, and that turns into a lot of transition. We also haven't seen Castle this year, who's a very good transition player. So making sure our transition defense is great, making sure we puncture their defense, find the open guy. And then overall, their three primary ball handlers are excellent at getting to the rim, and then they have shooters to surround those guys with, and two very good rollers. So it's a very balanced team, and some team where we got to do the basics really well, and really like a know your personnel type of team.
Given that the Coward injury happened at the end of a short road trip, I assume there was further evaluation when you get back home. Is there any new information or further information on the severity or the prognosis?
Luckily, it's not as, not a serious injury. So the timetable is shorter than we were fearful of.
Fair.
No, we'll see.
Just based off when the last update was given, we're in that 6 to 9 week time frame within Ty Jerome's return to play. Where is he progressing in that? And then I know just the extra handling is nice to have right now. And just what ways do you see him impacting the game when he does return?
I mean, Ty is making progress. He's already on the court and doing things there and ramping it up. And like, I think with him, it's pretty clear what we would be getting with him on the court, which is a ton of primary or secondary playmaking, spacing. He's an experienced player, even though he's relatively young. He's an experienced player, very smart player, somebody who makes good decisions and also makes his teammates, and especially in those lineups that he's on, makes those teammates look better by passing on time on target or then being able to finish. He's one of the premier short mid-range finishers in the game, which is something that is a somewhat of an antidote against a lot of these dropping defenses where the big is sagging back and protecting the defense.
I know, I realize there's several games before the international trip, but you coached in Germany for a long time, and I'm curious, as the team prepares to make that trip and play in that game, what it means to you to coach a team there, and then also, is there anything that has stuck with you from the time that you coached in Germany specifically?
So big questions. Obviously, going back to Germany is a big thing. Is a big thing for me. Not just I coached there, I also lived there as a kid for a few years. And that's where, let's say, I started from a relatively low level, from a second league over there, and was able to go through this, like, my formative years as a coach were really there, and where different parts of my coaching identity were formed. So I look at those years as the years where I made the most progress and really developed a clear idea, not only what type of like vision, what type of basketball you want to play, but also the methodology that we created together with my little brother back in Crotzheim. And then also like to develop that type of team identity and what that means in the daily work. So there's a lot of great memories, a lot of friends and family coming to the game there, but we still have a lot of important games here in between, so it'll be a topic for next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.